Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Georgia. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning.
92.9thegame.com.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good, waiting for the sun to come up.
Yeah, well, it's a little, it's a little
you look out, you know, you can start to see it starting to come up, but you know it's going to be a hot day. But, of course, you want everyone to be safe as they travel around the area, if you are traveling, this being a holiday. And remember the reason for this holiday, you know, people who served their country and paid the ultimate price, sacrificing their lives for the freedoms and liberties that we enjoy.
I get that said to me on a regular basis when I make a call down in Florida.
How about that? I said you do.
You better be sure to mention so-and-so and such and such. And I was like, okay. By the way, in a week, well, what's today's date? 26th?
Yep.
About a week or so, 26. Week and a few days, he hits 95.
Wow. That's pressure for you.
Nah.
That is pressure for you.
Well, no, because I already know. Yeah. My ticket's gonna be punched a whole lot. You get traits from both your parents, right?
Yeah.
And you know which parent you follow, whose lane you're more in. And I'm in mama's path.
You think?
Yeah. Because my brother looks just like him. He's built like him. And I mean, I got stuff from him, but you know, and he's just nasty enough to hang around all that time too, my brother. he just, you know. But, you know, no, I got most of mama's traits and her looks and things like that, so I'm good with that.
I don't know. That's some dad in there, too.
There is, I'm saying. But the majority of it, you know, if somebody knew you growing up and they knew your parents, they'd say, oh, Sam, you look just like fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And you heard that throughout your life.
Yeah. But people will say you're a combination of them. That's someone who would say that.
The ones that didn't know both your parents and they just knew the one, they will say you look like that one. Like, I get that all the time now that I look like my father and I have his traits. Well, that's because y'all didn't know, you know, my mother.
Right.
And listen, I'm getting back to the bigger point. Take a second and remember those is what Sam just said that lost their lives for this country. So anyway, we have got also an amateur weekend, too.
It is.
I'll save that conversation for later on.
Yeah.
All right. You sat up yesterday and you watched the Braves in the afternoon during St. Louis.
Yeah.
You watched the game last night. What was a bigger shock to you? Because I'll be honest with you, it's not an easy call. Because the way the Braves been playing, you figure, okay, well, maybe they'll pull this thing out with St. Louis. And then the eighth inning hit.
You know.
Or there was a hit in the eighth inning.
It was. But you got what you always hope to get from the Braves starter. Mike Soroka gave you a solid start.
Yes.
And left the game with they got the lead for him. And I'm like, okay, well, fine. This is because they put a graphic up where to get the most wins, I think, before the end of May for a Braves player, I think, was 6, and he had 5. Mm-hmm. And he had a chance to join, I believe, it's Steve Avery and John Smoltz that had 6.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? But he had it there. When he left the game, he was there. Snatched away. Snatched away. Yo,
defeat. Was it? How's that phrase go? Victory snatched from the jaws of defeat, or vice versa.
Jaws of victory.
Yeah. Where's that effect?
Yeah.
I had forgotten about Steve Avery.
Yeah.
He's that forgot man. Imagine what could have been had he not kept up.
Yeah.
For his body, you know. But yeah, what Sam's alluding to is these guys had. Before, it was before their 21st birthday or around their 21st birthday. Smoltz had 6, as you said, 87, 89.
Yeah.
And then Avery had 6 in 91. And the other guys, you know, doesn't really matter. They weren't from Atlanta.
Yeah.
But don't the Cardinals, they're notorious for doing, I mean, it means nothing
but
now.
The Cardinals are always, and just the whole.
They're the pebble in our shoe. But the, in a lot of folks' shoe.
In a lot of folks' shoe.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just Cardinals. And yes, it's just them and just baseball. I was explaining to somebody yesterday how St. Louis is such an intense baseball town.
That's all they got.
And that place was packed. Yeah. That place, as, well, you know, I think that's just what they do out in St. Louis. They pack that ballpark to see that team. And you know it's hot. That's St. Louis is like the intense weather zone.
No, it's the, it's like the Philippines.
No, but when you go there in the wintertime. When you go in the wintertime, it's freezing there in wintertime.
Yep,
it's like
extremes.
It's like the middle of the country right there, and it's that it's just extreme weather zone. And it's hot when they used to have the turf field. Remember they would put the thermometer on the field and show the heat waves
well,
rising
see
up
them
on
wiggly when they showed on TV.
The little wiggly lines, right? What's that thing in the field?
Like there was a fire somewhere out in the Mirage away.
Field temperature is 140 degrees today. They're going to go out here and play baseball.
You ever been up there?
Yes.
For one of them games, man?
Yeah, man.
Y'all, you don't want to hang around the Mississippi River area anytime in July.
That's
August.
What does it.
That's
it
the Mississippi, man.
Man, it is just crazy heat. You're not saying that's the reason why. I mean, the Braves, when you go there, you feel like that's going to happen. You have to deal with that when you go and play up there. But the Braves, you know, can't hold on to it, fall apart, and 6-3 the final score. Cardinals with the win over the Braves last night. And, you know, you hate to lose one like that when your starter goes out and gives you a good, solid start. And, you know, tonight they're going to play. They're in prime time again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sunday night, Braves in the spotlight, and people are expecting things. People are expecting things from this team. We're expecting things, but people are expecting things across the country from this team because of what happened last year. Be them ahead of schedule or not, people are expecting things from Atlanta. Julio Teheran is going to start tonight, and, you know, we see what we get from him. Usually he has that one inning he has to get through. You know, we hope he can go well and not, you know, have nothing go bad in the first one or two innings. Maybe he can get a good six innings in before we have to get into that bullpen. But, man, that's still – manages to be an issue for our team, and we'll see what happens with them. You know, that's the thing. The Braves go out and get on the board last night first, and who's getting things done but Austin Riley? Well, what's your thoughts? What's your thoughts of this guy?
I had something else teed up. I was going to go, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
Austin is. We talked about this yesterday.
He's the young matinee idol.
See, now I thought it would have been Dansby because Dansby has been here for a minute.
Well, he's been here,
and
for a
he's
minute.
Been hot and cold, but he's really playing well now. So I think he's taking over the mantle, especially with Atlanta United not getting it done. Martinez had – this was his city last year for obvious reasons. I wonder if Dansby in the minds – well, no, because, you know, I think there's more soccer – I think there's more younger soccer fans than our younger baseball fans. And that's baseball's fault. And we've had that show before.
Yeah.
We talk about how they've lost.
Yeah, but I think because both have done well and both are coming off winning seasons, people are following him. And I just think there's a lot of curiosity about Austin Riley when he was in Gwinnett. When are they going to bring him up? When are they going to bring him up? And he comes up, and he's just been hitting the ball ever since he's been up. And you wonder how long before the pitchers catch up to him, because usually when guys come up from the minors, you know, the pitchers haven't seen him. And the guys are, you know, getting a lot of hits. This is his second time seeing the Cardinals pitching staff. You know, when he called up, the Braves were playing against the Cardinals here in town. So you figure these guys have, first of all, videotape.
Right.
People don't realize pitchers and players look at videotape just like any other sport to study guys' habits.
I think they know that.
Define the pitches. Well, people may not know, but they do.
Right.
Define the habits and what guys like and don't like. Greg Maddux was the greatest at that.
I was going to, as far as pitchers.
As far as pitchers, he remembered what guys didn't like. And if he faced somebody for the first time, he always says, I give them something, see what they do with it.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
You know,
because he wasn't blowing nothing past you.
No,
with the exception of his first couple years.
Yeah.
His first couple years in Chicago, he was that pitcher. Then he learned that it's not about the speed; it's what you do those last 10 feet, or what the ball does those last 10 feet.
Yeah,
and that's what he learned, and that's when he, as Skip Carey liked to say, he called him an assassin, basically. The nerves of an assassin.
Yep, yep.
Because he throws some kind of crazy pitch, 3-2, you know, ninth inning. Uh-oh,
yep,
hang on,
I get fined
for this.
And that's the thing.
Oh,
watch out for that. But he would pitch ground balls.
Yes.
He pitched ground balls. And that was the thing. When you talk to him after a game, so what'd you think? I just got it over the plate. Just threw strikes. You know, I'm like, come on, man. You went out, you pitched the game in two hours.
he was the champion of pitching like he was double parked.
But that's the thing. I think I don't know how long the pitchers go before they, you know, find out what Riley does and doesn't like. And there's another thing in baseball. Another thing in baseball, and we're gonna talk about today. A lot of people are stomping about is defensive alignments and the shifts.
Yeah.
You used to see that occasionally for certain batters. They're doing it all the time now.
And why is that?
You know,
that's a byproduct of analytics. These numbers show that you get over here and you put these guys over here. This is where this guy
gets. There was
a
play in last night game where Albies was playing short field like he was playing in the Sunday evening softball league.
The softball league, yeah, yeah.
And he was in the right place at the right time, but he like the guys looking up and like, he ain't supposed to be there. It's a challenge of the hitters to make
exactly,
the adjustment.
Exactly.
And put the ball to other parts of the field.
And they're starting to do that. Or I bunt. And you know what? You can take your unwritten baseball rules and pfft with them. If they do that to me, I'm bunting every time. Because it's about getting on base. I am. And I play it. Listen, this is my wheelhouse, right? And were I playing today, I wasn't a power hitter. I was an average hitter when I played.
Yeah.
Okay? I wasn't, you know. I probably batted most of the time during the time I played coming up through high school in the second hole.
Okay.
Because I could make contact and have a high average, but I was enough to where I was.
Make contact and put it in
exactly,
play.
Exactly. But if I was playing today and they were doing that shift thing, why not?
Well,
every time.
But if you already hit the ball to all fields, they wouldn't do the shift anyway. I think if guys come up, like they're already doing it for Austin Riley.
Whatever.
He's been up 2 weeks, and they're already putting the shift on for him.
But for whatever the reason they put that shift on you, maybe it's the pitcher. Maybe the pitcher that you're facing, he's getting all ground balls off to the right-hand side. Whatever it is, I'm spending my offseason learning how to hit against the shift. That's me. We're going to get back to this one.
Yeah, we will.
Right? We're
you
not
will.
Done with this.
Because as you get longer in career, the tougher that is to do.
Exactly. We haven't even talked about the playoffs, and we're going to do a whole lot of that. Coming back, Sam and Greg, just getting started on a Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Back comes Middleton, goes behind the back and lost it. Lowry with the steal. He has Giannis behind him, just to let it be. Stuck. A facial by Kawhi.
That was the best. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com.
You knew it was over after that.
Sam and Greg. But it's been a while since I heard a facial.
You
I love that.
But you knew that was over, man. That's it. Game, set, match. Yeah, it was done. Done deal.
We got ourselves a finals. Golden State at Toronto. Say that out loud a couple times.
Yeah, really.
Not only are this is the first time an NBA finals is going to be held outside the country, but they got home court.
Yep.
They finished the regular season with the best record. So God bless them. We get more Drake.
Yes, we do. For better or worse.
I told you I changed my thoughts on
For
that.
For better or worse.
I he annoyed the out of me
of
initially. But then I had to flip it because again, if you were doing that and that was my team, then especially if you knew it was getting under their skin.
Oh yeah.
See what he had on the back last night? The tribute to Justin Timberlake. Cry Me a River.
How about that? I
don't know if that was conscious doing it to JT, but he did.
Yeah, he did. That was the whole thing. I mean, to have someone like that, very visible, and he's not holding it back. He may be rubbing it in a little bit more than
he should. Well, he wrote a check to that organization.
They got
some of his cash, so he can act a fool on the sideline. Who would that be for the Hawks, by the way?
That would be obnoxious?
Yeah, who would you want being that obnoxious fan? Were the Hawks that close to, getting the playoffs? And okay, so Ken, by the way, thank you again for doing a great job. He brought up 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz?
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see the big – but he's at a lot of games anyway.
Right.
He's there anyway.
I thought of somebody else, but I don't know that he's still relevant like
he used to be. Or Killer Mike. Because he's got business in the building. So, to me, one of those guys would be –
Wouldn't it be great if it was Jamie Gertz? wouldn't it though? Wouldn't it be great if it was her? She come in wearing. I mean, well,
yeah, okay.
She's just doing stuff.
Yeah, right.
Is there an obnoxious female super fan in American professional sports?
I can't think so. I mean, but when you think of a super fan, like, a lot of them there, but there's like at the Dodgers games, you can tell. Well, I don't want to say, but you can tell where you can see her legs.
Yeah, who are you talking about?
This from Entertainment Tonight. She's there at every
Mary Hart. She's been off the radar for 20 years.
At every Dodgers game.
She's sitting with what's his face.
Right. And she's
the question is, how many people know who her husband is? Who is, by the way, is more famous than her in the music world?
I know. But people remember. People who's, like I said, she's been off the show for a while, but she sits there. And before Kentucky basketball for a long time, it was Ashley Judd.
But she wasn't obnoxious.
That's college. No, she wasn't, but she was.
We've seen Rihanna, Rihanna at basketball games, but again, she's not obnoxious. She just shows up. The cameras all go to her.
Yep. She does different sporting events. I don't know. She shows up from F1. She may be at Monte Carlo today.
We need to get Cardi B connected with a team.
She goes to some sporting
events. No, we need to have her
with a specific
team. Yeah, she needs to have a connection with a team where she could be Cardi B in the place like Drake. Now, that would be funny.
It would be neat, but you can't force it, though. It has to be somebody that's been around the town. It was like Cleveland. Remember how Cleveland was playing for the championship and there were no celebrities?
Well, there was one.
Who?
that was Drew Carey.
He didn't show up any games.
He showed up once in a while, but he wasn't obnoxious.
He wasn't at games. I mean, you talk about the people I knew in entertainment from Cleveland, and they wouldn't come back to games. Steve Harvey was never at the games.
No.
You know,
well,
what
he kind of busy.
Arsenio Hall wasn't at the games. Mm. You know, Halle Berry didn't come back to the games. And Drew Carey, the most famous folks I know from Cleveland, and never set foot in the joint.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, you wanted to be somebody who's actually been a fan of the team and been at games. You don't want to force. Here's Johnny Frontrunner just showing up. Okay, hey, you know, no, man. You want somebody who's has suffered with the team a little bit, too. So now, okay, we can understand.
By the way, does Golden State have one of them?
No.
They don't.
I don't know anybody.
They don't really need one. But.
I mean, but if he goes to the Giants games, Steve Perry don't come to their games. Steve Perry goes to the Giants games, right?
Yeah.
You know, so
I mean. Well, they're playing his music.
Yeah,
if they played more of his music at the basketball games, he might show up.
I'm kind of surprised by that because so much music has come out of the Bay Area. I'm surprised that some entertainer, even like MC Hammer or somebody, don't just show up. Right there. Did he go to some Golden State?
He can't afford a ticket. He had some problems with finances.
Yeah, oh, he's got that. That was a while back, man. Talk about this matchup, though. What the way? And you know, and we all know about the first time a baseball championship series went north of the border because. The Braves were involved.
Yeah, they were. Jack Morris shut it down.
No, man.
He was
twins.
Jack Morris. North of the border. That's Minnesota.
Toronto.
Jack Morris was on that. Toronto was on that Blue Jays team. One of the years he was there. He had left Minnesota and he was on. I remember because I actually went to one of those games.
Okay.
And Jack Morris was pitching. He bounced around.
Yeah, He did. You know, he was a thorn in our side. He's thorn in our side of Minnesota.
I'm only right twice a year, man. So
he's thorn in our side of Minnesota and turned around again. Yep.
Just came back and did it again.
He couldn't get away from the guy.
Him or Kent Herbick. Every time, I do sidebar. You know, I do Good Day Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone's doing a casting call, right?
And that's what Ron Gannon gets.
Every time Ron
Gannon,
we go back and forth on different things.
Get shoved off first base.
And every time he gets a little snarky, I just walk away and go, Kent Herbick.
See, that's wrong.
I keep going.
That is just
well,
wrong.
Well,
I'm
sorry. We're friends like that.
92 was the year the Braves, you know, played against Toronto in the first World Series games played outside of the United. So now we'll get to see that with the NBA for the first time.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. If you're just tuning in, talking about big series going on up in Toronto or big events going on in that city. And before we get to this matchup, and we don't know what's going to happen other than the fact that most people speculate.
Somebody talking to you.
Somebody, I guess so.
Before we go over
5 feet away from that thing. How did that start talking?
I don't know.
This place is haunted. This place is haunted.
Before we go any further and get into the matchup, what do we make of Milwaukee? Because Milwaukee looked like the sure thing for so long. What do we make of them? To win the first two games of this series, looked like they had it, you know, in the driver's seat.
We've seen
and
it
it's
before.
Fall apart, you know?
We've seen basketball fans have seen this before. You know what it was? It was Michael Jordan pre-Phil Jackson when he went and slapped 63 up on Larry Bird. And it was just him. Pre-Scottie Pippen. Man, Bill Cartwright had.
Ugliest jump shot in history.
But it took other things for him to get there. That's the one that comes to mind because I can't think of somebody else who was considered the best player when he was in that arena, but yet had no help. And that's what we see now with Giannis. Somebody is going to give him what he needs. I don't know if it's going to be next year or moving forward, but we see that if this guy gets some help, he's going to run this league for a minute. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's the analogy I come up with. Michael had nothing in the first 7 years. But he was individually slapping everybody around. And that's what we see with Giannis. So I take a page from that. Now, there was a combination of things that fell into his lap. It was coaching. It was him acquiescing to the triangle offense. Because if he didn't wrap his arms around it, it wasn't going anywhere. So I don't – he's got to get – is Coach Bud the right guy for him? You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of questions laying there with Milwaukee, I think. And who's out there? I'm not just going to hang my hat on these free agents that are out there right now. Is Kyrie Irving going to be the guy who runs point and gets him – provides him with what he needs, or is it some unknown name? Is there a trade that happens? Does somebody make a call to New Orleans and get that number one draft pick that's going down there? Because we know Anthony Davis wants out of New Orleans. So those guys, you know, given the conversation, probably won't be playing together long term. We don't know. But if maybe Milwaukee makes a trade, have Zion come up there and be with Giannis. I mean, there's all kinds of combinations. We got to, what's that Terrell Owens thing? Get your popcorn ready and watch this summer of NBA movement.
Oh, that's good. You know, and we're going to talk about that more in the 9 o'clock hour with, I guess. That's getting ready to be nuts. I'm looking at the box score from last night. Milwaukee had six guys in double figures. You figure, okay, that's a good thing. The score and the points are pretty well distributed. I just thought that sometimes they needed some solid point guard play. To me, they would come up on offense and we're looking for shots and the shot clock's winding down and they're going to just throw something up there from the parking lot. And I'm like, you guys had 24 seconds and to me, they've done nothing with it. Got to give Toronto some credit for what they did.
Defensively, they had that 26-3 run.
Yeah,
and when you have something like that, and again, momentum seems to be everything in these series,
right?
And let's not discount the crowd, and that crowd is special, especially ones that are hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And you had it inside and outside, yeah. But that was a special.
The people outside are what amazes me at that place.
Oh, and in Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. You know,
it's cool. You asked me about Toronto yesterday. I've been up to Toronto before.
Yeah.
But I don't want to spend no winters there. It is easily one of the cleanest cities
I've
ever been in.
I went there when the Braves played the Blue Jays. I went there and I was
even
really
the subway.
Impressed. I was impressed at just how clean everything was and neat and the people were cool. It was neat. And
you know why?
Except for the Blue Jays won the games over the Braves.
Yeah, that's true.
That made a bad trip for me.
Every time you say that, it reminds me of probably one of the biggest slights in sports. And I think that's remember we were talking yesterday about Joe Gibbs?
Yeah.
And he's one of those, oh yeah, I forgot about him. And there's two other guys that fall into that category. One was the manager of that Blue Jays team.
Yeah.
Cito Gaston. Won two World Series, and he's an afterthought.
Yeah.
Tommy Lasorda won one, and he's, you know, the gold standard for baseball.
Yeah.
And
he's
the
greatest ambassador.
And the other one is Tom Flores.
Okay. Yep.
Two Super Bowls, an afterthought. So.
People don't think about him. Cito Gaston as a player played here in Atlanta for the Braves. So, you know, people here were very familiar with him. We're very familiar with him here, both as a player and as a manager of that Blue Jays team.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Hey, Golden State now, if Boogie Cousins is
hang
healthy.
On, man. I was about to say something nice about you.
Okay, what did I do? Right?
No, you didn't. I said I was going to say something nice about you.
Okay.
Okay, you just jumping all on my – first you changed my channel when you came in here, accused me of doing something. You flipped my channel off.
Back on,
then you went all around creation and find some channel you couldn't get it. Sorry, no. Lewis Hamilton ain't racing today.
Yeah, he is.
He is? Yeah. And he's not on the TV? I'm surprised at that.
Not yet.
Okay.
We got something else happening in Europe.
All right, well, that's what I'm going to get to.
Segment, yeah.
Since we're going to talk French Open next –
And who is and who isn't there?
That's what I was about to say because we only got a minute or so left here.
Yeah.
So I'm flexing my point muscles here. And we finished that topic. Now I got to let everybody know what we're going to talk about next.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'll go back on the other side of the glass.
No, man. I'm glad to have
you.
I'll
go back over there.
I
send Ken over
here. I want you to be over here.
Yeah, well, that'll last about another week.
Oh, you hit
your
back over
here, man. Bust me out. What I was about to say is you are in your glory right now, because another major in the world of tennis is off and running, and you love talking it. And this one happens to be the French Open.
And we're looking at a young lady who lives here in Atlanta part-time.
That's what I was going to say. So will you educate us on her,
yeah,
what we got coming up as far as this, well, the next fortnight, if you will.
Yeah, it is.
And everything else tennis, tennis related?
We will do that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we rely on you to do that.
Oh,
when I get out there on the tennis court.
We got a special guest that's going to join us coming
Karen.
Up that keeps up with everything. Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama News, is going to join us next. Get us all set for the French Open as they're already playing this morning in Paris. You're with Sam and Greg on a game day, match day, race day Sunday.
Thank you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
Good morning, Georgia. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Do I sound like I got my bearings back?
Yeah.
You sure?
Okay. Yeah.
Just checking.
You're back.
Been gone a month, man.
I know.
Been gone a month. I've been on sabbatical. And I'm going to be gone again pretty soon, too,
but you're back today, but you're back today, man. So
and I'm happy. You know why? Because I get to talk to somebody I haven't talked to in a minute.
Okay.
And she would come on when you were gone.
Yeah.
She comes on with both of us.
Yeah.
And she comes on when it's Samless, a Samless show.
A Samless show?
And I could not be happier about it because when it comes to knowledge, what she brings is second to none.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Joining us on waitfor.com hotline, Karen Festata, 10 Hispanic Other News. Good morning.
Morning, guys. Morning.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Same to you.
They took me out of jail, so that's why I'm a little bit over the top.
We got him out of the witness protection program. He's on the same side of the glass with me this morning. Karen, how are you? French Open is already underway.
Good. The first day of the French Open.
And I'm sitting here. We're watching Taylor Townsend, who lives here in Atlanta part-time, and she's in the third set and already playing a pretty strong match. See if you can pull her through. Thoughts about this event, though? A lot of words about who's in and a lot of words about maybe who's not there this week.
Yeah, that's true. As far as the men are concerned, for pretty much everybody is looking at Rafa first, Djokovic second, Team third, and then pretty much everybody else. But more than anything, I mean, Rafa Nadal is going for an incredible 12th Roland Garros title. Now, on the women's side, of course, a lot of people are looking at Simona Halep because she won the French Open last year, but this year, Kiki Bertens, who's number four seed from the Netherlands, just beat Halep in the final of Rome. And it looks like, to me, not everybody's picking Bertens, but I tell you, I am, because she plays really well on clay. Clay is her surface. And, of course, you know, Halep, you can never count her out on clay. But but also, too, as I say all the time, if Serena is in a draw, you can never count her out.
Karen, talk to me about Sloane Stephens. What should we look for during this tournament from her?
Oh, Sloane. Everyone's forgetting about Sloane.
I didn't.
I know. She made the finals last year and, you know, was up a set and a break on Halep and couldn't close it out. But you never count her out on clay either because she admits that it's her favorite surface. And, you know, with some exceptions in general, with Serena and Venus, of course, a lot of American women are not necessarily great on clay, but they are better on clay than the men, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But Sloane, you can't count her out either. And she has, you know, she has a new coach. And she's Sven Grönfeld. And he has coached some big names, including Sharapova. So she will see what happens with her first major with a new coach.
I want to ask both of you guys a question, because we're going back to the men's side. So I don't care which one of you answers this, but give me a perspective on, you mentioned Nadal and him going for this unprecedented a number of French Open victories. It reminds me of when you talk about the great women, the all-time great women, Martina, for whatever reason, is above Chris in victories and just perception as far as a great player. And I think it would be a wider gap if Chris Evert didn't have, she has a lot more French Open victories than Martina.
Yeah.
And she was known for...
This is true. Clay was never Martina's strength. I mean, as a great a player as she is, Everett way better on clay than Martina. Because if I'm not mistaken, Martina maybe had two French Open titles.
Exactly. So my point is this. As we talk about Federer at the top of the men's game, are we sliding Nadal because most of his victories have come on clay?
You know, that's a tough call because if Nadal were not present, Federer would probably have a few more French Open titles. So that is a tough call. I mean, it's not that Federer is really bad on clay. He's not. It's just that the greatest clay court player ever is playing in his era. So, you know, it's. I don't think Nadal's being slighted. I mean, he's just, I mean, it's another world for Nadal on clay.
Yeah. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Karen Pestana of Tennis Panorama News. You can follow her at Tennis News TPN, at Tennis News TPN. Keeps an eye on all things and especially what's going to be going on in Paris this week. Well, now you've mentioned some of the players over there. We had some, you know, in the recent weeks, we had some players pull out. And I know Naomi Osaka is there. She left the Italian Open. You know, Serena did the same thing. We know as far as the Americans go, I guess Francis Tiafoe is going to be the top man. Sam Querrey is pulled out. John Isner's not there, still recovering from things with a foot. What do you expect of anything? This is going to be very tough as Tiafoe is going to be the top American male player there. What do you expect from him?
From Tiafoe? Well, Tiafoe, he's pretty decent on clay. I don't think people are necessarily expecting, you know, maybe a quarterfinal run or anything on clay, but he's solid. It's just that with him, I think he needs to be a little bit more of a mental player, I think, on the surface. But I can say that a lot for the U.S. men in general. I don't know what it is with the block on playing on clay courts for U.S. men, but I think Tiafoe can handle himself well on the red stuff.
Also, thoughts about another guy that people look on the climb. You mentioned team. How about Tsitsipas, the player from Greece who seems to be just so hot lately?
I think he has such, I mean, I shouldn't even say great potential. He's in the top 10. He's achieving his potential. And he's great on any surface. And he has a very, his game kind of adapts to the surface he's on. And he's got an all-court kind of game, so you never know what kind of strategy he's going to use against his opponents, which makes him a really fun player to watch. And clay, being on clay will be a fun thing to watch for fans.
Karen Pestana joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Karen, I want to get your thoughts on this, and I'm going to switch gears, but it does touch up against something that we talked about, and that is Nike this past week. For those folks who didn't hear, they're going to stop penalizing female clients. Is that right? No, I guess not clients. Yeah. Is that the right word? Anyway, they're going to stop penalizing the women that they have under their umbrella for getting pregnant. Now, one of the most famous stories of the last year or so was Serena's pregnancy and she being one of the top athletes under Nike's umbrella. I don't know if what we are hearing that this change took place, is it across the board with women? This is something that's been going on in women's tennis, or was it just in track? Because the woman that sort of shined a light on this and got Nike to acquiesce was she ran track. But is this something that has been talked about in the locker rooms on the tennis tour?
To be quite honest, I haven't heard anything about it tennis-wise. I mean, I did hear about it track-wise, but not tennis-wise. And somehow I don't think Nike would be penalizing one of their biggest stars,
exactly,
Serena Williams, for being pregnant, okay? I rather doubt it. I mean, if that were the case with Serena, we would have heard about this.
Exactly. And see, that's why I'm wondering, is she the outlier, and why are they doing it just to track, to the women that run track or other sports, and not Nike? Why is tennis excluded? I was just curious if you had heard that being, behind the scenes and a conversation that had been going on for a while.
I have not heard anything, to be honest, on the tennis side. Not at all. But Nike would be fools if they tried to penalize Serena Williams when she was pregnant. There's no way they would have done that to her. Yeah. No way.
You mentioned Serena. She plays tomorrow. We got Venus playing today. What does she do at this stage? What do we watch for her to do at this tournament?
This is going to be a tough one for her. She's playing somebody who's great on clay, but coming back from a little bit of an injury, Svitolina. This is going to be tough. I mean, I'll just be honest. This is one Venus. She's going to have to put a lot out there to get past Svitolina. It's going to be a real tough one. But, you know, it depends on the day for Venus. Any day can be a good day or a bad day. And also, how she's dealing with that syndrome that can, you know, bring on fatigue for her. So one day she's good, the other day not so good. So this will be a really tough test. But since Svitolina is kind of considered one of the, you know, she's in the top 10 and probably considered a favorite on the surface, probably in a way more the pressure will be on her than Venus. Venus has been there how many times? I mean, she's played the French Open so many times over the past 20 years. So in a way, Venus, she doesn't have to stress playing her. She's been there before. Svitolina, yes, but it's going to be a really tough one.
We can't wait so long before we have Karen back, man.
I know.
We got to have her back soon. We got to run, but we want you back soon, all right?
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Karen, we appreciate it. Bringing the knowledge. I'm going to, Sam, again, thank Karen for coming on. I want to read this situation with Nike for those who don't know what's going on, and I'll do that maybe during casting call here, which is up next. And we got lots of things to talk about during these segments throughout the show. There's some good news and some not so good news.
Yeah, that's true.
So we will be talking about that. Anyway, Sam and Greg, a chance for some jobs up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.